主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄奇峰牧师，翻译是黄奇光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是学习圣经的益处，经文出自诗篇十九篇七到十一节。现在让我们存虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。Brothers and sisters,
神的爱是圣洁的爱。
The love of God is the holy love.
是奇妙的爱。
Is the divine love, wonderful love.
世界上没有其他的爱能够与主的爱相比。
There's nothing can be compared with the love of Christ.
神用永远的爱爱我们。
The Lord loves us with the everlasting love.
让我们时常思想主的爱。
May we meditate on His love.
回应主的爱
and respond to His love,
表彰主的爱
and to magnify His love.
Brothers and sisters,
our Lord is the Lord who bestows grace. However great our need may be, and His grace always about more and more and sufficient for us. Paul the Apostle, when he was in his weakness, and he said, Lord, heal me. The Lord comforted Paul. My grace is sufficient for you. And my power is manifested perfectly in those who are weak.
弟兄姐妹, 你有需要吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you have need? The grace of God is sufficient for you.
下一首诗歌,
next hymn.
Thank you.
兄姐妹全当站立。
Brothers and sisters, please remain standing.
请我们一起祷告。
Let's join our hearts in one accord and pray together.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Father in heaven,
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你。
We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为今日是一个荣耀的日子。
Today is a glorious day.
我们的主耶稣基督从死里复活。
Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
他战胜了死亡。
He has conquered death.
他为我们带来了永生的盼望。
He has brought upon us the hope of eternal life.
在他复活的那天早晨。
Or on the resurrected Sunday morning.
他对妇女们说。
He said to the ladies.
愿你们平安。
Peace be unto you.
当天的晚上，
in that evening on the same day,
门徒都非常的惧怕。
The disciples were fearful.
他们聚集在一个楼房里面。
And they were gathered together in the upper room.
主向他们显现。
The Lord Jesus appeared to them.
对他们说，
Say unto the terrified disciples,
愿你们平安。
Peace be unto you.
哦，亲爱的主。
Dear Lord,
你不但替我们死，
You not only die on our behalf,
为我们被埋葬。
And you were buried for us.
你更是为我们复活了。
Further, you rose from the dead.
你显给门徒看。
You appear yourself to the disciples.
证明这个事实。
And to prove that you are resurrected.
我们今天非常的喜乐。
Today we are joyous.
因为我们所服侍的主。
Because the Lord whom we serve.
是一位复活的救主。
He is a resurrected Lord.
他有能力将自己的生命献上。
He has the power to lay down his life.
他也有能力将生命取回来。
Oh, he also has the power to take it back.
主啊，因你活着。
Lord, because you live.
生活就有意义。
And life has meaning.
工作就有力量。
Then we have the strength to serve, to work.
明天就有盼望。
And then we have the hope of tomorrow.
我们到你的家来敬拜你。
Today we enter into your house to worship you.
恳求你住在我们中间。
We pray that you make your dwelling place here.
使得我们因您喜乐可以满足。
So that our joy may be complete because of your presence.
就今天来到你家的百姓。
Lord, all the people who enter into your house today.
无论他们的需要是什么。
Whatever their need may be.
愿你帮助他们。
May you minister to their need.
安慰忧伤的人。
And may you comfort those who are sorrowful in heart.
医治有疾病的人。
And may the Lord heal those who are sick.
供给有需要的人。
And may the Lord provide for those who are in need.
扶持软弱的人。
And may the Lord uphold those who are weak.
请你照着你丰盛的慈爱待我们。
And may you treat us according to your bountiful grace.
今天求你的圣灵感动我们。
Today we pray that the Holy Spirit move our hearts.
使得我们定睛在耶稣的身
上。So we turn our eyes upon Jesus and focus on him.
放下一切的重担。
Oh, may we lay aside all the burdens.
放下一切的忧虑。
And to lay down all the worriness.
求主让我们能够专心听主的道。
And may the Lord help us to focus on you, to set our hearts on your word and word alone.
求主使用你的仆人。
May the Lord use your servant.
用恩膏来膏抹他们。
And anoint your servant with the unction of the Holy Spirit.
赐下从上头来的能力。
And to grant the power, the authority from the above.
来传讲你生命之道。
And to proclaim your word of life.
愿你的道理进入我们的心里。
May the word of God enter into our heart.
成为我们生命的力量。
And become the strength of our life.
生活的亮光。
And become the light to our living.
使到我们能够做一个听道和行道的基督徒。
So that we may be a Christian who listen to the word and put it into practice.
我们的教会成为一个听道和行道的教会。
And our church be a church that take heed to the word of God and do the word of God.
成为时代的光。
And to become the light for this generation.
在人的面前见证你的完美。
And to bear witness unto the perfection of Christ.
主啊，请你建立我们。
Lord, may you build your church here.
在质量上建立我们。
You build us in quality.
在数量上建立我们。
You build us up in numbers.
使我们能够在耶稣基督的恩惠慈爱中成长。
So that we may grow, we may make progress in the grace, in the knowledge of the truth.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you, God, for your grace.
我们将今天的聚会交在您的手里。
Lord, entrust the worship service into your hand.
从开头直到末了。
From the very beginning to completion.
求主自己管理。
Lord, you be in charge.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you, God, for your grace.
愿你得到一切的荣耀。
May you receive all glory.
愿你的真理被传扬。
And may your truth be proclaimed.
愿你的百姓在这你的家中蒙恩。
And may your people receive grace in your house.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.姐妹，今天我们要分享信息的题目是学习圣经的益处。
Brothers and sisters, the subject of today's study is the benefits of studying the Bible.
今天我要从诗篇十九篇七到十一节讲神的话对我们六方面的益处。
Today, from the book of Psalms 19:7-11,I want to talk about the six aspects or benefits of studying the Bible.
第一，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。
First, the law of God is perfect, restoring the soul.
是的，神的话是全备的。
Yes, the word of God is perfect.
主的话没有任何的缺陷。
There's no defection in the word of God.
你不需要多加一个字，你也不可以拿掉一个字。
You don't need to add a word to it, neither should you take away from it.
加多或减少就使圣经不完全了。
Addition or subtraction make the Bible imperfect.
因为神的话是全备的。
For the word of God is perfect.
神的话是全备的，因为 圣经的作者智慧神是全备的。
The word of God is perfect because the author of the Bible, our God, is perfect.
除了圣经，全世界没有一本书是全备的。
Apart from the Bible, there is no book in the world that is perfect.
因为世界的书是不完全的人写的。
For the books in the world were authored by imperfect people.
圣经是我们信仰的基础。
The Bible is the foundation of our Christian faith.
我们必因信心，我们必因圣经，信心被建立。
Our faith would be built up by the Bible.
你问那这个这本圣经全备的律法对我有什么益处？
You ask, what profit do I get from this Bible?
圣经的答案是使你的灵魂苏醒。
And the answer of the Bible is that it restores your soul.
人离开神，他的思念就变为虚妄。
When a person departs from God, his thinking becomes vain.
当一个人离开神，他的心就昏暗了。
When a person departs from God, his heart is darkened.
当一个人离开神，他属灵生命就枯萎了。
When a person departs from God, his spiritual life withers.
他的心整天充满着惧怕恐慌。
His heart is filled with fear and alarm all day long.
但耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。
But the law of God is perfect, restoring the soul.
神的话是沉睡的灵魂苏醒过来。
The word of God wake up the soul that is sleeping.
提摩太后书三章十七节说
2 Timothy 3:17 says,
神的话叫属神的人得以完全。
The word of God make the people of God perfect.
第二，耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
Secondly, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
世界的国家，他们的宪法常常要修改。
Nations in this world often change their constitution.
社会的风俗在改变。
The culture of the world or the societies are changing.
人的生活方式在改变。
The lifestyles of men are changing.
人的价值观念在改变。
The value systems of men are changing.
人的道德标准在改变。
The moral standards of men are changing.
但神的标准从来没有改变。
But the standard of God never changes.
神不用说，你们活在二十一世纪，让我给你们另一个版本的圣经。
God doesn't say, now you live in the 21st century.Let me give you a new version of the Bible.
不用，因为神的话是确定的。
God doesn't have to do that, for the word of God is sure.
神的话是愚昧的人得着智慧。
And the word of God make wise the simple.
在希伯来文，愚人是心门没有把守好的人。
In the Hebrew Bible, the foolish people are the people whose the doors of their hearts have not been kept properly.
他的意思是，你的心门没有把守好，坏的东西会跑进来。
The meaning of it is, since you have not kept the doors of your hearts perfectly well, bad things can come in.
你的心门没有把守好，你里面好的东西通通都跑出去。
And because you have not kept the door of your heart so well,The good things from your heart runs out.
今天我们的下一代，他们活在荧幕的面前。
Today, our next generation, they live in the presence of the screen.
这是非常危险的事。
Now, this is very dangerous.
因为他们整个心灵向世界敞开。
For their whole soul and spirit.Open up completely to the world.
结果什么东西都跑进来。
The result is every bad things come in.
若不知道什么是好，什么是坏，什么是好或什么是错，什么是对，他们将不晓得如何分辨。
If they cannot discern what is good and bad, what is profitable, what is not profitable, they will lose the ability of discrimination.
但圣经说，主的话使我们得着智慧。
But the Bible says that the word of God makes us wise.
主的话给你分辨好歹，主的话让你做正确的选择。
The word of God help you to see what is good and bad.And enable you to make good choice.
主给你智慧胜过引诱跟试探。
And he gives you wisdom to overcome enticements and temptation.
主给你智慧过圣洁的生活。
God gives you wisdom to lead holy living.
主给你智慧如何与人相处。
He gives you wisdom as to how to cope with people.
主给你智慧如何教导你的下一代。
And he gives you wisdom to know how to educate your next generation.
有一次我听到有一个人对黄奇光牧师说，牧师你讲话很有智慧。
On an occasion, someone said to Pastor Daniel, you talk wisely.
Daniel 牧师回答说，这些话不是我的话，是圣经的话。
And Pastor Daniel said, these are not my words, they are from the Bible.
诗篇一百一十九篇九十七到九十九节说
Psalm 119 97 through 99 says
耶和华我何等爱慕你的话语
Oh Jehovah how I love your word
我终日不住思想你的话语
All day long I meditate on your word
你的命令常存在我的心里
Your commandAbide in my heart.
你使我比仇敌更有智慧。
You make me wiser than my enemies.
比年长子更有智慧。
You make me wiser than the older people.
比我的师父更有智慧。
You make me wiser than my teachers.
是的，神的话给人智慧。
Yes, the word of God gives people wisdom.
第三，耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。
Thirdly, the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
世界上有很多狡猾奸诈的话。
In this world today, there are many cunning words.
有很多似是而非的话。
There are many words that seem to be right, but they are not right.
这些话表面好像蛮好听，却误导人、搅扰人、混乱人。
These words appear to be good, but they deceive people, they distract people, they mislead people.
只有神的话是正直的。
Only the word of God are upright.
正直是公平不偏差。
Upright means it is fair, it is not to the left or to the right.
正直是不拐弯抹角。
To be right means that it is not crooked.
训词是认真的，严肃的。
Now the precepts are something that is serious, something that is very genuine.
训词是带着权柄的。
Now the precepts are something that has authority.
训词是可信可靠的。
The precepts are things that are sure.And dependable.
神的训词在人的里头结什么果子呢？
What fruits do the precepts of God bear in the hearts of men?
答案是能快活人的心。
The answer is that they rejoice the heart.
弟兄姐妹，主的话不是要夺去你心中的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, the word of God do not intend.To take away the joy of your heart.
主的话乃是要使你的心快活。
The word of God means to rejoice your heart.
是要给你真正的喜乐。
It means to give you genuine joy.
要给你永远长存的福乐。
It means to give you eternal, forever remaining joy.
你要喜乐吗？
Do you want joy?
照主的话去行，你就有喜乐。
Do it according to the word of God, then you have joy.
主耶稣说，听他的话，遵行的人有福了。有福了的意思就是大有喜乐。
The Lord said that those who listen to His words and obey His truth are blessed. And the word blessed means greatly rejoice.
第四，耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
Fourthly, the commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
空气中的污染，空气中的尘沙，模糊我们眼睛的视力。
Now the filthiness, the pollution in the air, sometimes can blur the eyes.
同样的，在这个世界上有很多的东西迷糊我们的属灵眼睛视力。
Likewise, there are many things in this world that blind the spiritual eyes of our hearts.
人心灵的眼睛因犯罪而昏花。
The heart, the eyes of the heart in man becomes blinded because of sin.
因过分的忧伤而昏花。
And they become fainted because of sadness.
因惊惶惧怕而昏花。
It become blinded because of fear and alarming.
因长期的受苦而昏花。
And it becomes blinded and sometimes fainted because of long suffering.
但神的话能使我们的眼睛明亮。
But the word of God can brighten our eyes.
诗篇119篇105节说，
Psalm 119:105 says,
耶和华，你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
Oh, Jehovah, your word is to the lame, to the feet, and the light to the path.
是的，神的话是我们救恩的亮光。
Yes, the word of God is the light of salvation.
主的话使我们心中有明天盼望的曙光。
The word of God gives us the sunlight of hope for tomorrow.
神的话让我们看清楚属灵的道路。
The word of God enables us to see clearly the spiritual path.
神的话光照我们，我们就不致迷失。
When the word of God shines on us, we will not get lost.
神的话使我们能够识破魔鬼的诡计。
The word of God enables us to detect, to discover the trick of the devil.
神的话使我们不致陷进死亡的网罗里面。
The word of God keep us safe from falling into the traps or the nets of death.
哥林多前书二章十五节说，
Second Corinthians chapter 2 says,
属灵的人能看透万事，却没有人看透了他。
First Corinthians chapter 2 says, the spiritual man perceive all things, but no one can perceive them.
有主的话，我们能够看到神引导我们的云柱火柱。
From the word of God, we could see the pillar of fire, pillars of clouds of God that guides us.
第五，神的话使我们受警戒。
Fifthly, the word of God causes us to be warned.
你说主的话在哪些方面警戒我们呢？
You ask,In how many ways does the word of God warn us?
我举八个方面的例子。
Let me give you 8 instances.
第一，圣经警戒我们，魔鬼是这个世界的王。
First, the Bible warns us that the devil is the prince of this world.
魔鬼操纵这个世界。
The devil is manipulating and controlling this world.
所以这个世界充满着罪恶。
So this world is filled with sin.
第二，圣经警戒，我们居住的环境充满试探、引诱、陷阱。
The Bible also warned that the environment in which we live is filled with enticements of temptation and other things.
这些陷阱随时要害我们。
This trap wants to harm us at any time.
第三，圣经警戒，人有犯罪的性情，有犯罪的倾向，有犯罪的能力。
Thirdly, the Bible warns that we have a sin nature, sin inclination, and the ability to sin.
我们一不小心，我们的肉体就跟世界联合，就犯罪，做不合神喜悦的事。
The moment we are careless, we join the world and do things displeasing to God.
第四，圣经警戒，基督徒活在这个世界是带着使命的。
Fourthly, the Bible warns us and reminds us that believers live in this world with a commission.
耶稣说你们是世界的光，是世界的盐。
Jesus said that you are the light of the world, the salt in the world.
你们要传福音给万邦万民听。
You must preach the gospel to all nations.
你们要为耶稣基督和他的真理做见证。
You must give witness for the truth of Jesus Christ.
第五，圣经警戒，世界不是我们久居的地方。
Fifthly, the Bible warns us and reminds us that the world is not a place for dwelling. It is a temporary dwelling. It's not an enduring dwelling.
有一天，我们的灵魂要搬到天上去。
One day, our spirit will move to heaven.
第六，圣经警戒，我们的生命是短暂的，是有限的。
Sixth, the Bible warns and reminds us that our lives.Is very temporal, short and brief.
你不能拥有这个世界，世界没办法永远被你所拥有。
You cannot own this world. The world will never be owned by you forever.
你在世界一切的劳碌，在日光之下的劳碌，都是虚空，都是捕风捉影。
All your toil in this world, are all chasing after the wind, empty.
只有在基督耶稣里面的服事，在基督里的劳苦跟摆上，这个果效要带进永恒。
Only the labor you have done in the Lord Jesus Christ, all that you have offered up to God, will carry over into eternity.
第七，圣经警戒，凡敬虔度日的都要受逼迫。
Seventh, the Bible warns and reminds us that those who lead a godly life will be persecuted.
所以基督徒要有受苦的心智，背十字架跟从主。
Therefore, the believers need to have the mindset of suffering for God to bear the cross to follow Jesus.
第八，圣经警戒，耶稣基督必要再来。
And eighth, the Bible warns and reminds us.That the Lord Jesus Christ shall return.
我们这个月最后一个礼拜六将有圣经预言信徒装备的特会。
At the end of this month, we're going to have a special conference on the second coming, prophecy, as well as the equipping of the saints.
我们举办这个特会，今年是第十一个年头。
Now we have this conference.And this year is our 11th conference.
我们将有英文的聚会，也有两堂中文的聚会。
We shall have an English worship service as well as two Chinese worship services.
同工们说，我们也要预备午餐，还要预备晚餐。
And all the brothers and sisters are so excited. They say, "We will provide lunch and dinner."
所以请弟兄姐妹记得，这个月份最后一个礼拜六是我们圣经预言信徒装备第十一届特会的时间。
So please remember and take to heart that the final Saturday of the month we have the prophecies conference equipping the saints.
我们将跟大家讲圣经的预言与世界的局势。
We'll continue to tell you the prophecy of the Bible and its relationship.To the situation in the world today,
以致我们能够知道我们所处的世代如何
，so that we know the time in which we live,
以致我们能够警醒预备等候耶稣再来
，so that we can be alert as we prepare for the return of Christ.
第六，遵行神的话语有大赏赐
，sixth, keeping the word of God has great reward.
不是你拿着一本大圣经有大赏赐。
It doesn't mean when you hold a bigger size of Bible, then you get a bigger reward.
乃是你遵行神的话语就有大赏赐。
On the contrary, It is when you keep the word of God, then you have great reward.
什么赏赐？
What reward is that?
我举五个方面给大家听。
Let me show you by example.
第一，它要像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡它所做的，尽都顺利。
First, you will be like a tree planted by the river, and its leaves will never wither, and it will yield fruit in its seasons, and whatever he does, he will prosper.
第二，诗篇一百一十九篇十六节说，一百六十五节说 ，sorry。
Second, Psalm 119:165 says,
他说爱你律法的人有大平安。
Those who love your law has great peace.
他有良心的平安。
Peace in the conscience.
他能够在神的面前坦然无惧。
And he is fearless in the presence of God.
有一天站在基督的台前，他非常有平安。
One day when he stands at the judgment seat of Christ, there will be great peace in his heart.
第三，他要做神的朋友，像亚伯拉罕。
Thirdly, he will be a friend of God like Abraham.
神要喜悦他，接纳他。
God will be so pleased with him and accept him.
神要听他的祷告。
God would hear his prayer.
神要将隐秘奥秘的事告诉他。
God will tell him things that are hidden, things that are profound.
第四，他要活出基督荣耀的样式。
Fourthly, he will manifest the lifestyle of Christ.
他有基督生命的丰盛。
He will have the abundance of the life of Christ and his glory.
他有基督的美丽与芬芳。
He will have the beauty of Christ.And the fragrance of Christ.
他有基督的温柔与圣洁。
He will have the meekness and holiness of Christ.
他有基督的公义与得胜。
He has the righteousness of Christ and his victory.
第五，他要成为一个有用的器皿。
Fifthly, he will be a vessel usable.
他要做神重用的仆人。
He will become A servant greatly used by God.
神要使用他传福音给虚心的人听。
God would use him to preach the gospel to the humble.
神要借着他去安慰伤心的人。
God would use him to comfort those who are brokenhearted.
神要使用他去扶持软弱的人。
God would use him to uphold the weak.
神要使用他去引导迷失的人，带领他们归回天父的家。
God would use him to lead the lost sheep and bring them back to the house of God.
在永恒里，但以理书十二章四节说
，In eternity, the book of Daniel 12:4 says,
那使多人归义的必发光烛星，直到永永远远。
Those who lead many.To righteousness will shine as the stars of heaven forevermore.
弟兄姐妹，以上我们讲了学习圣经六方面的益处。
Brothers and sisters, above we talk about the six benefits of studying the Bible.
盼望你今天把这个经文藏在你的心里。
I hope that you will hide the word of God in your heart today.
你要知道圣经这本书是奇妙的书，宝贵的书。
You must know that the Bible is a very wonderful, precious book.
它的道理洁净，存到永远。
The truth in the Bible is pure and it remains forever.
它的典章真实，全然公义。
Its testimony is so true and completely righteous.
它的价值远胜过黄金。
Its values far exceed the values of pure gold.
比蜜甘甜，比蜂房下滴的蜜更加甘甜。
It is sweeter than honey and even sweeter than the drippings of the honeycomb.
它给我们各样属灵的福气。
It gives us all kind of spiritual blessings.
它使我们的生命成熟、成长、完美。
It perfect our life, mature our lives, and make our lives perfect.
我请弟兄姐妹要记住。
Invite the brothers and sisters to remember.
你一切的需要早已记在圣经的里面。
All your needs have been recorded in the Bible long ago.
我讲一个故事给大家听。
Here is the story.
有一个年轻人即将大学毕业。
A young man was about to graduate from the college.
他要求父亲买给他一辆新车。
He asked his father to buy a new car for him.
他告诉父亲要什么样款式的车。
He told his dad what kind of car he wanted.
他也告诉父亲这辆车值多少钱。
He also told the father how much the car should worth.
到了毕业典礼的那一天。
On the day of graduation.
他父亲给他一个盒子。
His father gave him a small box.
盒子里面是一本圣经。
And within the box there is a Bible.
年轻人看了简直不能相信。
When the young man saw it, he could not believe it.
他心里想，我要的毕业典礼礼物是一辆新车。
He thought to himself, the gift for my graduation that I wanted is a new car.
你竟然给我一本圣经。
But he have given me.A Bible.
他非常生气，转身就走。
He was very upset, turned around and walked away.
从此不跟父亲说话，不要跟父亲来往。
Ever since, he refused to talk to the father and to have communication.
他是因为他说，我父亲给我毕业典礼的礼物，竟然是一本圣经。
And he said to himself, the gifts of my graduation, my dad gave me.Was a Bible.
过了好几年，他父亲死了。
A few years later, the father died.
他不得不回家处理父亲的一些文件。
He could not but return home and clear up all the documents of the father.
他在父亲的桌子上看到那个盒子。
On the table of his father, he saw the box.
他对自己说：“这盒子是我父亲给我的毕业典礼礼物。”
He said to himself, "This box was a graduation gift my dad gave me."
他把盒子上面的灰尘扫掉，把盒子打开。
And he cleaned the dust that covers the cover and opened the box.
他拿出圣经，打开圣经。
He took the Bible out, opened it.
打开的时候，看到一个信封。
And when he opened the Bible, he saw an envelope.
他把信封打开，是一张现金支票。
And when he opened the envelope, it was a check.
支票的日期是他毕业典礼的那一天。
And the date on the check was the day of his graduation.
支票上面的数字就是他要买车子的金额。
And the amount of money on the check.Was exactly what he asked for to buy a new car.
年轻人心里非常的难过。
The young man was very, very sorrowful.
他无比后悔，对自己说。
He was fully regretted and said to himself,
如果在毕业典礼的那一天，我打开圣经，就可以得着我所要的。
On the day of my graduation, if I did open my Bible, I would have received what I asked for.
其实我的父亲已经为我预备了买新车的支票。
In reality, my father already provided a check for my new car.
但我因为心里刚硬
，But my heart was so hardened.
我误会父亲
，So I misunderstood my dad.
结果我没有得着我想要的礼物。
Consequently, I did not get what I wanted.
弟兄姐妹，我讲这个故事的重点是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what's the point of my story?
你需要的一切，神早已在圣经上给你预备了。
All that you need, God has provided in the Bible.
在圣经里，神应许给你永远的生命。
In the Bible, God promises to give you eternal life.
在圣经里，神告诉你如何得着救赎的恩典。
In the Bible, God tells you how to give.To receive the grace of redemption.
在圣经里，神教导你如何过智慧的生活。
The Bible God teaches you as to how to live a wise life.
在圣经里，神指明给你通往永生的道路。
In the Bible, God show you the path that leads to eternal life.
最后，我要对弟兄姐妹说。
And finally, I want to say to you,
基督徒人生的成功与失败，完全看你有没有遵行圣经的话。
The failures or success of your life totally depend on whether you have kept the word of God.
如果你不读圣经，不遵守圣经，
if you do not read the Bible and keep it,
你的人生迟早会出问题。
Your life will have problems early or later.
但你若遵行圣经的话，
but if you keep the words of the Bible,
你必行走在光明之中。
You will walk in the light.
你必行在神旨意之中。
You will walk in the will of God.
你必行在神喜悦的道路上。
You will walk on the path pleasing to God.
今天的信息分享到这里。
This concludes.Today's message. 弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们赞美主
We praise God.
他常常借着圣经来安慰我们
And God comforts us with His holy word.
照我们自己
According to our own estimate,
我们不是很喜欢听圣经
We do not like to listen to the teaching of the Bible.
但是当你仔细听的时候
But when you listen carefully,
你就发觉
You will discover
神的话语是多么的美好
Oh, the word of God is so beautiful
天父的慈爱
Now may the loving kindness of God the Father
我们主耶稣基督的恩惠
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
圣灵的交通
May the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
每一天每一个时刻都与弟兄姐妹同在
Be with brothers and sisters every day, every moment
直到我们主耶稣基督回来的日子
Until the day Jesus Christ returned back for us
愿主牵着您的手
May the Lord hold your hand
每天与你同行
Walk alongside with you daily
愿他安慰你
May the Lord comfort you
扶持你
Uphold you
医治你
Heal your sickness
供给你
Provide for you
指明每天当走的路
and to show you the way that you should walk on it
保守你行在其中
to safeguard you in the will of God
给你一切的力量
give you all the strength
一切的智慧
all the wisdom
一切的资源
all the resource
来为主而活
to live a life for God
生活中活出见证
and to live a life of good testimony
结出圣灵的果子
To bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit
就是真理的果子
That is the fruits of truth
就是光明的果子
That is the fruits of light
献给那爱我们的主
And to offer it to the Lord who loves us
主必与你同在
The Lord shall be with you
从今时直到永永远远
From now unto eternity
但愿在至高之处荣耀归于三位一体的真神
And now glory to the triune God in heaven
圣父、圣子和圣灵。
Glory to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
地上平安归给在座的每一位。
And on earth, peace be unto every brothers and sisters here.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We bless in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山华人基督教会制作的。你若正在寻找教会，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的教会是嘉略山华人基督教会，目前有两个聚会地点。我们的本堂在 Chino 市，地址是3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710，联络电话是909-591-0080或626-475-6684。我们的英文崇拜是每主日上午9:30开始，我们的国语崇拜、粤语崇拜和儿童崇拜是上午11:00开始。此外，我们在 Eastvale 有分堂的聚会，聚会地点是在 Ronald Reagan 小学，学校地址是8300 Field Master Street, Eastvale。 聚会时间是上午10:00开始，联络电话是951-272-0770。 各位朋友，再次谢谢您的收听，愿上帝赐福给您，我们下周同一时间空中再会。Glory, glory to